All right. You know it. You were wearing those parachute pants and those kind of like shiny shoes that you thought were so fly. And you know that, especially if you're black, you had some kind of texturizer in your hair. You were listening to Bust a Move by Marvin Young, or Young MC. Now, this proud papa has a song that is 20 years old. That song is old enough to go to the club. Crazy, huh, Marvin?
Yes, Farai. The song is old enough to go to the club, get in all kind of trouble.
Definitely. I mean, your song is a classic dance floor jam. And so I want you, and I'm going to call you Marvin or Young or Young MC. Marvin is the name that your friends call you. Young MC is how most of us know you. So, Young, take me back to where you were and who you were 20 years ago when this song hit the airwaves.
Oh, boy. Well, I was just graduating college, and I had actually written not only Bust a Move, but I'd written Wild Thing and Funky Co Medina in my dorm at, on the campus of the University of Southern California.
For Tone Loc.
Yeah, those two for Tone Loc in Los Angeles. So where I was I was watching Tone blow up, you know, selling 2 and 3 and 4 million copies with Wild Thing and Funky Co Medina. And I was hoping that I could even just like crack an eggshell with my little record.
Well, you know, there's that whole term crate digger for people who really go out and try to find the breakbeats. And so it's a lot easier now with Google. So when I was searching, I found this song from Ballin' Jack.
Yes.
So what was it that made you find that? How did you even find that song?
Well, here's the interesting part is that I just rapped on it, and Matt Dyke, who is a legendary DJ in Los Angeles, he had the record collection. Like, he was one of those people that had records that took up entire rooms, and he had the Ballin' Jack.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, you have that. The beat is Let's Jam Radioactive is the drum beat. Son of Scorpio is one of the bongo breaks. There's also an element from a Bette Midler disco record.
Get out of here.
In there. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I don't know if I'm letting cats out of bags, but that's it. And also Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers play bass on it.
So yeah.
There's
yeah.
a lot of elements. Yeah, there's a lot of elements that came from a lot of places, but I wasn't producing. I didn't produce that. I literally just came, you know, got a ride from my college dorm to go to the studio and just drop lyrics over the top of it. And then they had a girl, Crystal Blake, sing the hook, and the rest is history.
Yeah. So were you one of those kids who would go to the barbecue and rhyme and like your family go, hey, look, he done it such a good job?
No, you know what? My family wasn't all that into it. It was a hobby for me, and it was a hobby throughout high school. I DJed my prom. I mean, just I was a music head, but school always came first. So I graduated from USC with a bachelor's in economics.
Wow.
I was planning to get a regular job, and I basically took the summer to go ahead and follow the music thing. And if by fall nothing had happened or I wasn't making money, then I would turn around and either go to grad school or get a regular job. And then that's the summer of 89 where Bust the Move essentially took off, and I've been doing it ever since.
So we know that Bust a Move has been this cultural touchstone over and over and over again. What are you doing these days?
Well, I'm still making music. I've made probably about 7 or 8 albums since. I think Relentless I just released at the end of last year, and I believe that was my 8th album. And a lot of the stuff you can find on iTunes and Rhapsody and Napster and all that stuff. I've also been lucky enough to get a lot of the music that you don't know from me placed in film and TV and video games. So I have 2 songs in the latest Tiger Woods video game. I had a placement in Scrubs and Ugly Betty and the latest Knight Rider. That's pretty much what I've been doing.
What made you the kind of person who, at least from this end of the mic, we're not in the same place, seems like a grown man who knows what he wants, who's not tripping, as opposed to someone who either is the washed up has-been or the egomaniac? I mean, what makes you you?
There's a couple of things. I mean, I learned early on, my parents raised me real well, so I knew the value of a dollar, and I had a plan B. So I went to college, got the degree, was ready to go that route, get a job like everyone else and do normal things. And I always had that as a fallback position. So when I'm sitting in there taking meetings with record executives. A lot of times, me being college educated, I was as educated, if not more so, than they were. So, I you know, it's funny, too, because the legend's kind of grown. Like, there's people that ask me if I went to an Ivy League school, if I have my master's, my doctorate, because it got around that I took care of my business and I kind of knew what I was doing. So for me, that's not necessarily a bad image to have. So I let people kind of run with that. But my whole thing was, if this is what I do for a living, then I'm really going to take it seriously. It's basically having a blue collar mentality. Even though you may make white collar money at times, you got to be on it. Like, you know, like the plumber, like the electrician, like the person going out there, you know, building the buildings or whatever. You have to be out there, you know, grinding just like everybody else.
Well, you, of course, are still doing music. And there was one song, you've got some of your tracks available online on your youngmc.com website. And one of them that just cracked me up is about social networking and the lies that we tell.
From a lady that I met at a show out west. I clicked on a page, went to her site, and I knew right away something was not right. Because the age on the page said 21, but her favorite TV show was Sanford and Son. The picture looked...
Oh, yeah. Her favorite TV show was Sanford and Son. And let's see, that would have been back when I was in elementary school, and I am nowhere near 21 years old. I mean, you must just have fun with this.
A lot of fun. That song is called Picture on Your MySpace Page. And the thing is, I'm probably around your same age, and I got to MySpace a little bit late, got to Facebook a little bit late, not Twittering yet, but MySpace was my first introduction to it. And one of the things that really tripped me out about MySpace is that you could pretty much lie about who you were. Like,
in
you could
every
see
way.
Somebody, in any way, you could see somebody, you know, with the wrinkles on their arms, you know, and they're 27. Like, I've never seen so many 27-year-old women in my life. I've never seen so many 29-year-old people in my life. It's hilarious.
It is hilarious. Okay, so Marvin Young, thank you so much.